File 9A, Listening.
And now it's time for the part of the program when we ask our listeners to give us their opinion about a story that has been in the news recently. And today, we're looking at the story of the New Jersey man who bought a lottery ticket with a pool of 5 co-workers in November of 2009 and cashed it, but didn't share it. He kept all the money for himself. Just in case you haven't heard, Americo Lopez, a construction worker, bought a Mega Millions lottery ticket to share with his co-workers. When Mr. Lopez discovered the ticket had won a prize, he took it to the lottery office and cashed it for the prize money, which was more than $38.5 million. Mr. Lopez didn't tell anyone he had won the lottery and quit his job, claiming he needed foot surgery. Several months later, Mr. Lopez told a friend about his winning ticket. When his co-workers discovered he'd won the lottery, they took him to court, where the jury decided that Mr. Lopez would have to split his winnings with 5 co-workers. We want to know what you think about all this. Who do you think should get the prize money? All of the co-workers in the lottery pool, or just Mr. Lopez? The number to call is 1-800-555-5362, and the lines have just opened. I'll say that number again for you. It's 1-800-555-5362. And here's our first caller. Andrew from Trenton, what do you think?
Well, I think Mr. Lopez should keep all the money. Maybe he bought a lottery ticket with his own money in addition to getting one for his lottery pool. You never know. Also, there's no law against keeping the information about winning the lottery to yourself. Maybe he's a very private person and he doesn't like sharing information about his life.
Thank you for calling, Andrew. And now we have Mara from Boise on the line. Mara, do you agree with Andrew?
No, I don't. Not at all. Even if that man bought the lottery ticket with his own money, he should still share it with his co-workers. They had a deal. If the ticket was worth money, then all the co-workers should have a share. If Mr. Lopez didn't want to share the money, he never should have joined a lottery pool in the first place. Am I shocked that he tried to keep all the money to himself? No, I'm not. Money does terrible things to people.
Thanks for that, Mara. And our next caller is... Hold on a moment. Yes, it's Roger from Binghamton. What do you think, Roger?
Well, I was brought up to understand that if I kept an object or money that belonged to other people, I would be stealing. I can't understand why there's so much confusion here. Morally, the man should have told his co-workers about the ticket immediately after he learned it was a winner. The jury was right to make Mr. Lopez share the money with his co-workers. It wasn't his to keep to himself in the first place.
Thank you for calling, Roger. And now it's Beth's turn. Beth's from Tucson. Tell us what you think, Beth.
Yes, the last caller said the man had a moral obligation to share the lottery ticket. But in fact, he had a legal obligation to do so, too. The group didn't keep written records of the tickets they bought together. Because of this, Mr. Lopez can't prove one way or the other that the winning ticket was his alone. Legally, this casts doubt on Mr. Lopez's claims.
Thanks for explaining the legal aspects of the case to us, Beth. And we have time for one more caller. It's Carlos from Long Island. Carlos, what's your opinion?
Well, I have some sympathy for Mr. Lopez, you know. He's the one who actually bought the ticket, and when he discovered that it had won a prize, he cashed it. Did anyone in the lottery pool ask if the ticket was a winner? Did they ask Mr. Lopez what the numbers on the tickets were? The point is that the co-workers were just as responsible for knowing the ticket information as Mr. Lopez was.
Thank you for calling, Carlos. We'll be back with some more views in a moment. But first, it's time for the news.